Welcome, friends, to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the editor of naturalnews.com. And, you know, one of the macro minerals that most people are deficient in is magnesium. I think the last study I read showed that 75 to 80% of Americans are chronically deficient in this crucial mineral. It's really important for heart health, for relaxing the muscles. I think a lot of people who suffer from so-called restless leg syndrome really just have magnesium deficiencies. People who have chronic muscular pain, especially lower back pain, they often have magnesium deficiencies. Well, today here on the Health Ranger Show, we're inviting someone to come talk with us. He is Fred Lears, and he's one of the co-owners of Integrated Health, which you can find online at integratedhealth.com. And he represents a line of magnesium products that are completely unique. These are not pills that you take. It's a pure magnesium oil that you use topically right on your skin. You spray it on your skin. You rub it into your skin. It gets absorbed transdermally, and it starts to have these beneficial effects on your muscles. I've used it. I love this product myself, and let's start talking about it. Fred, thanks for joining me on the Health Ranger Show today.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome, Mike. I'm so happy to be here to share this information with you.
Well, let's start with the basics. Do you know what percentage of Americans are deficient in magnesium according to, I don't know, official results there?
Yes, I believe official government results. The study, I think the most recent government study, showed that 68% of Americans do not get the daily value. And, of course, we know the daily value is a very low figure. It's like 420 milligrams for men, 320 milligrams for women. It's extremely low in terms of a therapeutic dose. It's simply not a therapeutic dose.
So over two-thirds don't even get the basic minimum requirement.
They don't even get the basic minimum.
Now, why is that? I mean, people are eating lots of food, obviously, you know. So how come they're not getting the magnesium, Fred?
Well, there's lots of reasons. First of all, there's just less and less magnesium in the soils. We've depleted the soils just through various industrial agricultural methods. So there's less in there. And then there's food processing. So, you know, they take the food, which is already grown in depleted soils, and then they process it. That's if you eat processed foods. But even so, we have a greater need for magnesium than we've ever had before. You know, we live in a toxic world with lots of pollution, stress. Magnesium is such a crucial mineral that our needs are going up dramatically over time,
right,
decade by decade, and our intake is declining. And so you see where these lines cross, it's kind of a critical zone.
Yeah, that's why we're seeing all this rampant degenerative disease. And by the way, there's one fact that I want to mention here, that processed wheat, you know, when you take wheat kernels,
mm-hmm,
and you process them into white flour,
mm-hmm,
that takes out as much as 98% of the magnesium that was in the whole grain.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's sickening.
It's like they're feeding people this intentionally deficient food, and then they're wondering why everybody's sick.
It's almost like it will create the very sickness that we're talking about here.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about then getting magnesium transdermally, because this product line that you represent, they're called Ocean Minerals Pure Magnesium Oil. Why transdermally?
Actually, there's two products here. One is called the Ancient Minerals, and one is the Ocean Minerals, and I'll get to that. Here's the deal with magnesium supplementation. So the foods are deficient, and you know, according to Dr. Mark Sirkis, who's the author of Transdermal Magnesium Therapy, he says that even if you're eating a really pure diet of mostly, if not all, organic foods, if you are already in deficient state, you're going to have a hard time ever catching up. It's just probably not going to happen.
Why is that? Because of the deficiency?
From a medical standpoint, there's like a kind of a cascade. It's like once you go into a depleted state, for example, if you're in a depleted state, it could take you months, maybe even longer, maybe even 6 months or a year, using oral supplementation to build your magnesium levels up. I mean, there's lots of reasons for that, and I'm sure we'll get into some of them.
Yeah. This has to do with the cellular pumps and bringing magnesium through the cell membrane and so on, because it takes magnesium to bring magnesium
in,
right?
Exactly. I mean, if you don't have magnesium, then you're not making enough ATP to pump the calcium that's infiltrating into the cells from the extracellular fluid. And if you can't pump the calcium out, then, you know, it's going to be a long haul, because magnesium deficiency causes cell wall rigidity.
Right.
Anyway, it's very complex science, but it's probably enough to know, I mean, we'll get into it maybe more, but it's enough to know that it just takes a long time. You almost can't do it with oral supplementation.
So you could be slamming magnesium supplements all day long, And none of it's reaching your cells.
Really. And the more you take, I mean, you probably are aware that with some magnesium supplements, many in fact, if you try to overload yourself with magnesium supplements, what happens?
Right, right.
It just goes right through you.
Sure. And also I want to mention that people out there suffering from fibromyalgia, this is, you know, it affects mostly women. It mostly follows some kind of traumatic event or accident or emotional event. And it is almost always correlated with magnesium deficiency.
No doubt. I don't know if I can quote any particular studies, but I can tell you from the people I speak to on the phone who are calling to order this stuff, many, many, many of them are women, and many of them have fibromyalgia, and this is becoming a godsend for them. This is something they can put on. And, you know, speaking to the whole notion of why transdermal, when you put this on your skin, it's actually technically it's magnesium chloride. It's magnesium chloride hexahydrate. And it's one of these products comes from actually the ocean itself. It's a seawater product from the Pacific Ocean. It's filtered. It's very, very pure. And the other is actually comes from an ancient seabed called the Zechstein seabed. It's 250 million year old seabed that is lying about a mile below the surface of the Earth. Now, 250 million
below
years.
Below the surface?
Below the surface of the Earth. It's that deep underground. It's that old.
Wow.
Back when that seabed was laid, it was the Permian period in geology. And this was when the Earth was one big continent called Pangaea. It was roughly at the equator. It surrounded the equator. And there was one giant world ocean. And one part of this little ocean, was more like an inland sea, it was kind of maybe a little projection, was called the Zechstein Sea. That's what it's called. I think that was named after, I think Zechstein means hard stone in German, something like that. At any rate, this Zechstein Sea is now currently where Europe is. It lies in the North Sea area and Holland. And at that time, the area that is now Holland and the North Sea area was at the equator. That's just a little history lesson, or a geology lesson,
okay,
if you will.
For those who are skeptics of Earth changes,
right.
Yeah, that continent used to be at the equator.
Indeed. Plate tectonics is not a theory anymore.
Right. All right, so this ancient seabed there, I mean, the important point of this is that it is a mile below the surface of the Earth, which means it is not polluted. I mean,
Correct.
It's not getting all this agricultural runoff and all this other garbage that is happening today on the surface of the planet.
It's incredibly deep. You know, there just was no industrial pollution to 250 million years ago.
Probably not.
So they test this stuff, and they actually extract it using, I think they pump water in there, very pure water, and then it goes into solution. The magnesium, of course, the seabed contains other minerals, but these minerals go into solution, and then they just suck the magnesium goes into solution, and they suck that up. And anyway, it's extremely pure. In fact, Dr. Mark Circus recommends the ancient minerals as, on a scale of 1 to 10, I think he said it's like a 0, in terms of 0 being the most pure, 10 being the least pure. It's like the purest that he's ever tested.
Wow.
And the ocean minerals, I think, ranks, you know, like a 1/2 or something like this. It's some ridiculously low number.
So
it's from seawater.
This, when you spray this on your skin, and I do want to talk about that for people with really sensitive skin, they might want to dilute it a little bit.
Oh, yes.
I noticed that myself.
Everyone's a little bit different, but especially the ocean minerals, and everyone's a little different even when it comes to the actual minerals themselves. But magnesium oil just is known to burn or sting a little bit, especially if you're if you're new to this. So there's a number of different ways of doing this. You can use it directly. A lot of people just really like doing it in a bath or a foot bath. You can just if you use a little more of the magnesium oil in a bath, you might start with 2 to 6 ounces. More is probably better. And it won't sting. That's the way that you avoid the stinginess.
Yeah. Now, so you rub this on your skin. It gets absorbed right through your skin. It goes into the muscles and tissues there.
It goes right in. I mean, that's the real amazing thing here is it goes directly in.
So it's very, very effective for topical use. And I've noticed that, too. I use it after I exercise, and it just really relieves everything. But importantly, this is not just treating symptoms. This is also providing nutrition transdermally. I don't even know if you can make that claim as the seller of this product because the FDA regulates that.
Yeah. I don't know either, but I think I will. Well, if you make that claim, I will agree with that.
Well, it's just common sense actually that it goes right through the skin.
Sure.
If you go swimming in the ocean, you're absorbing ocean minerals through your skin.
Absolutely.
And you can test it in your blood. It's kind of common sense. I mean, that's how nicotine patches work, too. They go right through your skin.
Yeah, lots of things work transdermally.
Yeah, exactly.
Including acupuncture needles.
Indeed. All right, now we've got to take a quick break here on the Health Ranger Show, but we'll be right back here to continue our interview with Fred Lears from Integrated Health. They're online at integratedhealth.com. We'll be back to talk more about transdermal magnesium. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Welcome back, friends. You're listening to the Health Ranger Show and an exclusive interview with Fred Lears from IntegratedHealth.com. And we're talking about transdermal magnesium. There's a line of products that you really got to know about, folks. It's called Ocean Minerals or Ancient Minerals, and these are provided by IntegratedHealth.com, and these are topical-use mineral-rich oils. They're extracted from ancient seabed water sources, and it's amazing. Now, I want to talk about why it's called an oil, because it has the consistency of oil, but chemically it's not an oil.
Yes, that's correct, Mike. Basically, these are what they call supersaturated solutions of magnesium. What happens is they'll take the raw material. Each of these products is made a little differently, but for example, the seawater one, the ocean minerals, they'll evaporate the seawater off. And, of course, it's filtered. And as the solution becomes more concentrated, it develops this slippery texture. So these are about 33 to 35% magnesium oil, the remainder being pure water and trace minerals, other trace minerals from the and trace minerals from the ocean. So it has this kind of slippery, slick texture, which just is a byproduct of the concentration of the solution.
That's really interesting. So does that also help the assimilation of this solution through the skin, you think, that concentration?
I don't know. I certainly know this much. Because it is so concentrated and because it is transdermally absorbed, for example, if I take a bath with this or if I rub it directly on, they say the most effective means of getting it into your body is actually putting it on straight or in a lotion as opposed to taking it in a bath, because for the simple fact it's a more dilute solution in a bath.
Right. Well, the number one result, and I want to talk about some of the benefits that people attribute to this magnesium treatment, you might call it, what I notice is just complete body relaxation. All the stress just drains away. This is when you're doing it in the bath. And, you know, the heart works better and more easily. Everything, all the muscles, just tension goes away. It's incredible.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. And we're hearing a lot of stories. This really works for just about everything. You know, magnesium is so important in the body. It's involved in enzyme reactions. It's involved in at the cellular level. But, you know, the main thing is that, let me just tell you who the people are who are using this, people who call us up and order it. These are people who have, for example, fibromyalgia pains, major pains all over their body and their muscles and their connective tissues. It takes away that pain. The other large group of people we're getting calls from and web orders from are people with heart issues, heart palpitations. I spoke to one woman who's had 10 different health problems solved with her use of the ancient minerals. She was on disability. She had no energy. She had heart problems. And she actually rubbed it on her chest, actually. And she said, and this is going to be, may sound odd, that a little kind of like bump appeared, and it grew to be the size of almost like an egg, right over her heart. And as it grew, she felt this tremendous release of pressure and tension. And she knew it was just feeling pretty good. I mean, this is doing something good for her. And then over the subsequent days, it just sort of shrank back down. And this woman has her life back. Her heart palpitations are gone. She had very tense muscles her entire life. You know, and even her doctors said you had the most tense muscles we've ever seen. She was even taking magnesium in a powder form. But it would only just do the very basic minimum to sort of keep her from going into, complete spasm. Anyway, so she carries this around, and she transfers it into a tiny little spray pump bottle and keeps it in her purse.
Wow.
And she can actually walk now because she was really unable to walk. And now she, she's married, and her husband's excited because, in fact, he's using it too.
Well, it's not that surprising, actually, that she might report eliminating 10 different medical conditions, because often one cause can be given 10 different names because it produces 10 different symptoms. So, magnesium deficiency can materialize in so many different ways in the body, or calcium deficiency, or vitamin
Absolutely.
D deficiency.
Well, that's what I believe, but I just I don't tell everybody that, but it's absolutely true.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's really just common sense, actually. If you know anything about nutrition, you and I would say that's common sense, but a lot of doctors out there would say, no way, those are 10 different diseases. They all need 10 different pharmaceuticals, and magnesium, really, they say has no function in the human body, I guess. Okay, well, let's talk about then some of the other things that other effects that it can have on the nervous system, especially. Migraine headaches can often be caused by stress. And you've seen this a lot in people where getting sufficient magnesium tends to balance their body and eliminates migraines.
Oh, yes, yes. The migraine headaches, it's just, I think it goes back to the whole notion of pain relief. This transdermal magnesium therapy is just, if I had to say if there was one main thing it did, I mean, it does so many things, but it really has this amazing capacity to block pain. And part of the reason is that magnesium is it blocks pain receptor sites. It blocks the N-methyl D-aspartate receptor site, it's also known as the NMDA site receptor site. It's a little technical, but what that means is that if you're suffering any kind of pain, you can actually put the magnesium oil on you, and the magnesium ion will go in there at the cellular level and block the receptor site. Now that's almost acting like a drug now.
Right, right.
It's natural.
That's just treating the symptom in that case.
But then the beautiful thing is magnesium not only takes the pain away immediately by blocking the receptor, it does a bunch of other things to actually get to the source. And one of the things it does is it acts as a powerful anti-inflammatory. It goes in there and it just strips the inflammation. And we all know that inflammation, you know, can contribute to disease in a major way, and that it's a cascade effect again. It's a vicious cycle. Once the inflammation is going, it can be very difficult to stop it in the body. And the other thing that it does is it reduces cell wall rigidity. Part of the reason we're experiencing so much pain these days is that we're taking so much calcium. People pump these calcium pills, and yet they're in a deficient magnesium state. One of the things that can happen is when you're not getting enough magnesium and you're getting too much calcium is you won't assimilate the calcium. It'll be deposited in your soft tissues. And we can come back to that. But another problem there is as the body supply of magnesium is reduced, again, the magnesium concentration inside the cell is much higher than it is outside the cell, and that's the way it's meant to be. But as we keep pumping more calcium into our bodies and our supply within the cells of magnesium is reduced, what basically happens is the cell wall rigidifies because the cell doesn't have enough energy to pump the calcium that's trying to get in out. So to simplify that in simple terms, it means that calcium can create pain by contributing to cell wall rigidity, but also you're just not going to have enough magnesium to block any kind of pain. You're going to be more sensitized to almost any type of pain.
And hence fibromyalgia gets diagnosed.
Precisely. And so what will happen once you get the magnesium, first it'll work on getting the cell walls less rigid. Magnesium, if in a word, relaxes things. It relaxes your muscles and it relaxes your cells. Calcium can tighten your muscles. It can also tighten your cells. So the pain picture comes in is basically when you're getting too much calcium, you're opening yourself up to pain, in addition to all the other things like calcifications in soft tissues. Especially for women, you just may not be absorbing all that calcium that you're taking. So they used to say it was 4-to-1 calcium to magnesium, and then it was 2-to-1 the ratio.
Mm-hmm,
then it was
2-to-1
calcium. And now they're saying it's actually either going to be 1-to-1 or maybe even 2-to-1 magnesium to calcium. Yeah. You know, I don't know if things have changed in terms of relating to our diets, but I do know that it's probably the case. It probably is indeed the case.
All right, folks. Well, we got to wrap up this section, but check out this website, integratedhealth.com, where you can find these products from Fred Lear's company, Ocean Minerals and Ancient Minerals. This is a pure magnesium oil and ultra pure magnesium oil. Check these out at integratedhealth.com. We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this break with more here on the Health Ranger Show. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And we're back here on the Health Ranger Show. Thanks for joining us. We're continuing our interview with Fred Lears from Integrated Health. You can find him online at integratedhealth.com. And we're talking about magnesium and transdermal magnesium therapy. And there's a book about this that I've read and I really recommend by Mark Sirkus. And by the way, Mark has written articles for our website.
I've seen them. I'm so happy he's writing for Natural News.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
We love Mark.
So go up to Natural News, folks, and search for magnesium or transdermal magnesium. And you can read some of those articles by Mark Sirkus. And his book has really become sort of the Bible of people interested in transdermal magnesium therapy. And these products that we're talking about here are just amazing. I've used them myself and will continue to do so. The ocean minerals, the ancient minerals. This is like a pure magnesium oil that you put on your skin. It goes right through your skin. It eases inflammation. It boosts the nutritional intake of magnesium, which has all kinds of health benefits. And remember that at least two-thirds of Americans are chronically deficient in magnesium, and those are the official government numbers, which you know are probably false. It's probably much higher than that. Fred and I here are guessing it's probably more like, I don't know, in the 90s percentile or something of people who are actually deficient. Now, let's talk about how to get magnesium from other sources, too, because it's obviously available in some foods. What would be some good food sources for people to consume?
You know, there are a number of foods that are very high in magnesium that you can assimilate, spirulina being one of the top, sources. That's, of course, a superfood, as we know. There's spirulina in, for example, our Rejuvenate product, but you've been probably taking spirulina for years.
Oh, yeah. So, I take it all the time.
But more conventional foods that have high levels of magnesium would include pumpkin seeds, walnuts, sesame seeds. These are some of the very special nuts. I think Brazil nuts are very high.
Yes.
And in terms of grains, you'd be looking at brown rice. Brown rice would be very high. But as Mark Sirkus has noted in many different places, it's not like you shouldn't eat these foods. Of course you should eat these foods. But in terms of you cannot really expect to get your entire needs for magnesium supplied by just eating these foods high in magnesium.
Absolutely. And it gets back to the soils again because, every year's crop that grows out of the soil takes a little bit of the magnesium out of the soil. And you do this year after year and it gets to the point where there's just no magnesium left in the soil and the farmers aren't putting it back in.
Right. There's not a – you're not seeing a lot of what you might call biodynamic practices. They're just a lot of it, if it's not organic, it's going to be chemical fertilizers in there. There's going to be pesticides. And if it is organic, even so, the soil still requires repletion.
Yes, exactly. What's really funny, though, is that we have this magnesium deficiency on the land of our planet, everywhere that the crop soils are, but we have magnesium abundance in the ocean waters.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Magnesium is very, very abundant in the ocean waters. And in fact, many peoples around the earth take full advantage of this. I mean, certainly ocean fish would have some, but more to the point, for example, look at the Japanese. The Japanese have one of the highest intakes of magnesium in the world, and they actually consume a substance known as nigari. Nigari is something that they use to coagulate tofu, but they'll actually put it in soups. You can buy it at your local ethnic market, your local Asian food store. It comes in these little kind of white powder rocks. And they kind of look like rocks. It is a form of magnesium, not oil per se, but what they do is they actually take water, seawater, and they do it manually. They've done this for probably hundreds, if not thousands of years, and they actually precipitate the salt, the sodium, out of the seawater. They have a kind of a drip process, and then eventually the magnesium will precipitate out. And then it crystallizes and forms these little...
Okay, so now with all the depleted state that people are in, then people who exercise often are even more depleted because they're sweating out all this magnesium every time they exercise. And, I mean, they're just losing it through their skin and they're not replenishing it. And, by the way, Gatorade does not count as replenishing nutrients.
No. In fact, Gatorade is even worse because it contains bromine, or at least it used to. The brominated vegetable oils they put in there... that competes with uptake with chlorides, and it's a poison in the body. So actually, these magnesium oils can actually help you detoxify things like bromide. Of course, iodine does that too.
Yeah, we should talk about iodine here a little bit too. We'll probably get to that in the last segment.
Okay.
But I just want to emphasize that there is probably no person living today that couldn't benefit from some supplemental magnesium.
Oh yes. And getting to the whole point of the athletes, these of course are people who are pushing their bodies. You know, we all push our bodies in one way or another these days. But the athletes are a real good example to look at, because the strenuous exercise they engage in, you can just see their magnesium levels go down. You can measure this. And the athletes just love this stuff. They've been using it as, maybe you might call it, a secret weapon in competition. But it's a tragedy if athletes don't get enough of this, and probably most don't, because it really leads to exhaustion ultimately. You know, they can't do what they need to do.
Yeah, and isn't it true that the cycle of muscle contraction and relaxation, it requires magnesium right at the end there just to relax? And if you don't have it, then every muscle in your body cannot function properly.
Right, and there are these famous cases that you see every now and then of athletes collapsing and dying, and they're in their prime. It's like, how did that happen? And Mark Cirkus mentions this in his book, that it's most likely magnesium deficiency.
Yeah, like they've got all the calcium they need and they can contract their muscles. But if you can't relax your heart muscle, for example, you can't complete the pump cycle.
Absolutely. Exactly.
It's not a good thing.
Something that actually, you know, increases cardiac output, relaxes cardiac muscle, boosts ATP in the body, you know, relaxes and de-stresses the entire system. Can you imagine an athlete after a big game or a big event, you know, and then they have another one in a few days? A magnesium oil bath is probably the thing, or even just taking it with them on the road or wherever they are and just spraying it directly on.
Right.
I did want to come back to the Nagari point. I wasn't.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
And I don't know. I was sort of in the middle of it, but the Japanese make it by hand, and they take seawater and they precipitate the magnesium out, and it comes in these little, so it's basically a white powder that's sort of crystallized. But I actually have gone online and looked at some of the sources for this Nagari, and it comes from the Sea of Japan. You know, there's different brands out there. I think Mitoku is one of them, and you know, it might be okay in small quantities as a tofu coagulant. Which creates a very silky tofu, or maybe in soups. But if you're going to, as some people have done, just throw that stuff in your bath water, I'm sure there's a good reason that Mark Cirkus is not recommending people throw Nagari in their bath water, or maybe even worse, make their own magnesium oil in the bathtub using distilled water in Nagari. There could be heavy metals, PCBs, industrial contaminants, you know.
From the Sea of Japan.
From the Sea of Japan.
Which is not exactly pristine.
Not exactly pristine. I don't know how Mitoku filters it, but if they're using a traditional method that's been used for maybe hundreds of years, you can probably bet that hundreds of years ago, the water was pretty pure, but now it probably is not.
Right. Okay. All right. No, I'm glad you covered that. Folks, you can learn more about this product online at integratedhealth.com. And I also want to mention you can find a transcript of this interview at naturalnews.com. So be sure to check out both of those websites. And Fred, you've done a lot of writing about nutrition and magnesium. Are there some specific articles that you can point people towards? Are they available on your website, for example, about magnesium?
You can go to integratedhealth.com, and I have written up the product write-ups. So if you go to our website and you go to the homepage, you'll have links that click to the ancient minerals and the ocean minerals magnesium oil products. And those are some fairly extensive write-ups. And I'm planning to write more. But if you really want to understand magnesium oil and transdermal magnesium therapy, you might also check out Mark Cirkus's websites. The one that would be most relevant to this particular product would be magnesiumforlife.com, www.magnesiumforlife.com. And there you will find extensive information that Mark has written. So I would recommend getting the book. Go online. Amazon.com has this book, Transdermal Magnesium Therapy, and you can go to his website. And the great thing about the website is that he just keeps updating it and writing more articles about this. And you can also get on his, I believe, on his email list, and you can get his medical news commentaries delivered to your email inbox, and you can follow along with all of his great writing on this topic.
There you go. All right. So that's magnesiumforlife.com, where you can learn about that. Now, stay with us, folks. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll come back. We're going to talk about nascent iodine and why you need iodine and why people aren't getting enough, and even why conventional medicine has greatly underestimated the importance of this nutrient. So stay with us here on the Health Ranger Show. We'll be right back after this break.
to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Back, folks, here on the Health Ranger Show. We've been talking about transdermal magnesium therapy and why that is so important for people with fibromyalgia or migraine headaches or heart problems. You know, I can't tell you how many heart problems are just solved with nutrition. People who go into the doctor's offices and they have heart palpitations or they have, you know, whatever, atrial valve prolapse. And all they have to do is take some B vitamins, get some magnesium, get a little exercise and vitamin D, and all those heart problems just tend to vanish. It's like there's nothing physically wrong with your heart, folks. You just need some nutrients. But in this section, we're going to talk about iodine and nascent iodine. Now, first, Fred, what is nascent iodine versus just regular iodine? What's the deal with that?
Yes, nascent in chemistry is a term that I believe it means raw or, you know, basic. In Latin, it derives from the word, I believe, it means to be born. But there's another word for nascent iodine, or another term. It's also known as atomidine. And atomidine has been made for 100 years in various ways. And it's making a comeback now because it's simply the most bioavailable form of iodine that exists.
Okay, now let's start with what maybe mainstream America understands about iodine. Probably the only thing they really know is that iodine is needed by the thyroid gland. If you don't have enough iodine, then you're going to have hunger problems or appetite control problems, weight gain, that kind of thing. But people only think they need a little tiny amount of iodine. So take it from there, Fred.
Okay, well, I mean, where do you begin? But I'll start with the fact that the U.S. daily value for iodine is 150 micrograms. This value was set, I don't know how many decades ago.
Like it was set in 1642.
Probably, yeah. Columbus days.
Yeah.
It was probably, I believe, if memory serves me correctly, it was set probably in the 1920s. They were experiencing a lot of goiter, which is a swelling of the thyroid gland, in the Midwest, in Michigan specifically. And so they decided they would iodize the salt. So they put iodine in the salt in the form of iodide. And back then, everyone ate salt. You know, it was probably fairly processed, but people ate it. Nowadays, of course, people aren't eating as much salt as they had, which kind of defeats the purpose of iodizing it. But at any rate, you're not going to be getting much iodine out of salt because the daily value is so low, and they put the amount of iodine that they put in salt is geared toward that. Now, 150 micrograms of iodine basically is just enough to barely prevent goiter.
Right. This is just to prevent the most extreme deficiency diseases.
Correct.
And that's it.
And at that level, your thyroid will produce thyroid hormones. T1, T2, T3, and T4 will all be, these are thyroxine. These will all be produced at that 150 microgram level. But this is an amazing fact. Dr. Brownstein has said in his book, Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It, and in many other venues, that he has found that 96 to 98% of Americans are actually deficient in iodine.
Let me interrupt for a second. Now, David Brownstein, I've also interviewed David, mm-hmm. or Dr. Brownstein, and we've got some of his interviews on naturalnews.com, but his book, you got to check this out. It's called Iodine, Why You Need It. And the website, do you know the website where people can get that book?
I think it's drdavidbrownstein.com.
Well, certainly you can just Google David Brownstein.
Sure.
And the word iodine together, you could find this book. Mm-hmm. It may even be available on Amazon.
It's a great book. It's wonderful.
And one thing I learned from interviewing Dr. Brownstein is that, breast tissue needs a lot of iodine, and so does prostate tissue.
Yes.
And many of the breast and prostate cancers that we're seeing in society today could very well be related to chronic iodine deficiency.
Absolutely, no doubt. You know, basically, if you want to look around the world and see who's getting the iodine, you will again look to Japan. In Japan, I think David Brownstein says they average 13.8 milligrams of iodine on a daily basis.
Yeah. Now, and that's a huge number.
That's like 100 times more than the U.S. daily value. And the thing is that most Americans, many of them probably aren't even getting that 150 micrograms. But in Japan, especially along the coast, they're getting maybe 15 milligrams or more.
Right. This is not a typo. I just want to mention. You are intentionally saying milligrams, 13.8 milligrams of iodine, which normally the daily value intake is described in the U.S. in terms of micrograms, which is 1/1000th of a milligram.
Yes, it's a minuscule amount. You can see how intent they were, I mean, at getting rid of goiter, but how they have not since figured out that there's a definite need for much more. And if you look at the statistics from Japan, they have some of the lowest breast cancer and prostate cancer rates in the world.
Absolutely. Well, it's funny that the Western cultures look at nutrition as what is the minimum value just to prevent disease, and that's all they will really put out there. Why don't they ever ask the question, could people be better with more? What if we could make people even healthier? What if we could prevent other diseases? I mean, rather than just having the minimum amount, what about being maximum performance?
Sure.
Maximum disease prevention.
And how about some proactivity and looking around the world and seeing, you know, looking at some of these statistics on cancer rates or mortality? You know, the Japanese are also among the longest lived people. The Japanese actually get their iodine from seaweed.
Sure.
They love seaweeds. Americans are catching on, you know. We now eat sushi, and you can get vegetarian sushi with nori on the outside. But the Japanese really have turned eating seaweed into a fine art, you know, with seaweed salads and the way they put seaweeds in soups. And, I mean, they basically put seaweed in everything. They probably eat seaweed with every meal.
But I got to tell you, friend, you know, I'm from the Midwest, and I grew up on beef and potatoes. I'm sad to say. But to this day, I cannot eat seaweed in any kind of large quantity. And a lot of this comes down to taste that we have when we're children. And Midwest America is never going to eat seaweed. And that's why they need this product.
Absolutely. It's certainly a cultural predilection, and it's a taste. I personally do eat some seaweed, but I can't honestly say I eat a seaweed salad every day. It's difficult to obtain. I'm sure if you were in Japan and it was available everywhere, you know, a little, you know, on the street corners, probably you can get, you know, bowls of soup with seaweed. And, you know, it's also a learning process, and eventually our culture may come into that more and more. But for now, probably your best bet is taking something like a nascent iodine product, where, you know, each drop of nascent iodine is 200 micrograms of iodine. So
one drop covers more than the minimum basic.
Well, yeah, one drop of this covers your daily value.
According to the U.S.
According
government.
According to the U.S. government. I know, it's amazing. One drop. Of course, Dr. Brownstein has said that he recommends 6 to maybe 30 milligrams a day, preferably 12 milligrams to 30 milligrams a day. You know, we have biochemical individuality. Different individuals respond to different levels of iodine. What
right.
works for one person will not necessarily work for another. I've been taking a minimum of 6 milligrams a day, and so 5 drops is a milligram. So that's like 30 drops
30
a day.
Drops.
Now, ideally, I often will take all 30 drops at once, if you know, but with the nascent iodine, this is energetically activated. So it is actually very active in the body for about 2 to 3 hours. And then thereafter, its level subsides. So it's probably better to take this in multiple doses throughout the day. They even say on the dosage that you should take, so officially it says 1 to 3 drops 3 times per day. They don't, you know, they're probably trying to conform to some law about not wanting to poison someone. But this is not toxic in the least.
But there is a level of toxicity with that could be achieved with very high intake.
Yes, yes. You probably wouldn't want to take, you know, this is actually a type of detoxified iodine. Now, there's another product called detoxified iodine, which is very different than this. But this product is, the way they make it is through an electrification process. And they take, a form of regular iodine, which would be toxic in large doses.
Right, right. We're talking about the antibiotic iodine liquid that you find in a first aid kit. You shouldn't be drinking that.
Right. That's very toxic.
Well, we're out of time here for this segment, Fred. But I want to remind people they can find out more about nascent iodine at your website, integratedhealth.com. And the product to check out is nascent iodine. That's spelled N-A-S-C-E-N-T, iodine. Check it out. You can also check out the book by Dr. David Brownstein called Iodine, Why You Need It, to learn more on this very important topic for your health. Well, thanks, Fred, for joining me in the studio today.
You're welcome, Mike. I look forward to joining you again sometime.
We'll do it again soon. And thanks, folks, for listening to the Health Ranger Show. Stay informed, stay empowered, and stay healthy. Keep listening. We'll be back on another broadcast with yet more information to empower you with the facts that you need to be healthy for life. Take care. Talk to you then. Listening to the Health Ranger Show. Did you find it fascinating, like so many other listeners? Because they, like me, have a super strong desire to just tune in to the most advanced natural health information available today. And my job is to bring you solutions that help you feel excited about all the new health possibilities opening up for you right now. So turn it on and tune in to the Health Ranger Show. Talk to you again soon.